from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, Jack's favorite song. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Radiothon going up until 5 o'clock. You can bid on all of the items at eaglesradiothon.com. Kylie Kelsey joins us, who is, the rumor is that you and Jason are designing this t-shirt, but I still have yet to see, Jack, do you have her up? There you go. Go ahead.
We are designing actively. We were just in our conference room.
Yeah.
And we were going over all of the potentials.
What did you think of Jack's ideas, though?
Jack actually came in with some heat.
He was, really?
He was actually contributing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is the first time
so
for
sorry. I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
First time for everything.
That's news to this reporter.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like, having Jack contributing in the meeting. Holy cow. Well, and that is $30. You can get it at eaglesradiothon.com. I'm sure you'll come up with something great. I was thinking before the show, when was the first time I heard Kylie's name? And I don't know if you remember this. So I was program director here, and Jason would do this weekly call-in for years. And we would pay Jason for the call-in. It wasn't like a great deal of money. He enjoyed doing it, but we paid him every week. And we would send him, our accounting department would send him these checks, and he would never deposit them.
Yes.
And it would drive, if you're in accounting, not depositing checks drives them crazy.
Yes.
Because their ledger says one thing, but the actual account says another thing.
Yes.
And then the checks would expire, and we would reissue the checks.
Yes.
And he would not deposit them then.
Correct.
And then the first time I heard your name, I heard, Kylie is there. She's going to help Jason deposit the checks.
Yes.
And it was miraculous. And the checks got deposited. So
it's
you're the responsible one, from what I can tell.
For sure. Which is, let me be clear. It's a low bar. I don't actually need to be that responsible to be able to be more responsible than my husband.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm definitely the responsible one in our house, but it's not by much.
Well, depositing checks.
Let's get straight to the Amazon.com check, man.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Ooh,
huh?
Boy.
Yo, we were talking about it yesterday. I said, I've been doing a podcast for 11 years. Amazon never called me. What the
you know
hell?
What? Maybe it's a brother thing.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. My brother's not nearly as talented as Travis is. So I think I'm out of luck on that one, too.
It's a shame.
So, yeah. So we have a couple of, we were trying to think of ideas for you.
Sure.
And because you said we could you know, have fun.
Go for
you know,
it.
Whatever bits. So we have two. And the first one is basically like a from here quiz. And we called it the hoagie mouth quiz.
Okay.
So the hoagie mouth quiz is, I am going to show you a word and you have to pronounce this word as somebody who is from here.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have one of my favorites on there, I will tell you at the end.
Okay.
If you don't have it on there, I will tell you at the end, because it is a great debate in our house.
Oh.
Great debate.
I bet I think it might even be on
there. I bet it's on there.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to show and I'm going to hold it here so the camera can see it.
Sure.
Okay. This one's easy.
That's water.
Water. Okay.
Perfect.
One for one.
What is it?
One for
it's
one.
It's water.
Ike has lived here. Ike has lived here for 2 decades.
Yeah, two and a half.
And cannot get over the fact that
these words leave people's mouths.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, coming from the Midwest, where Jason's from Ohio, so you know, we have our own little.
Absolutely.
You say theater, but a theater.
Also, Jason, it always caught me. He always says like fired, but it's the way he says it. I'm like, that's such a strange.
It's like a constant, or it adds like a syllable to it.
Yes, it just fired. Hits your ears fired. Funny. Fired.
Fired.
And I'm like, what? He also thinks Aaron and Aaron are the same name.
Ah.
Don't get me started.
I've heard that. Yes. So A-A-R-O-N and E-R-O.
Correct.
Yes.
He thinks they're pronounced exactly the same.
He wants A-A-Ron.
Does he call soda pop?
He does.
Yes, that's an Ohio thing.
When
yes.
he talks about how much pop they used to drink, he specifically says pop. Yes.
You guys have worked out of me. I don't use pop anymore.
No, that's
out of my vocabulary now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and gym shoes.
Gym shoes?
Yeah.
You say that?
We say gym shoes from.
Sneakers.
From, yes, sneakers. Here.
Sneakers. And some places say
tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. Yeah. Running shoes, I've heard. So
we use gym shoes.
Okay. The next one.
Back to Kylie. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
The Hoagie Mouth Quiz.
Oh, that's home.
Home. Correct. Two for two.
Nailed it.
All right.
Oh, in the same category, phone.
Phone. There you go. Three for three.
Yes.
She's nailing it.
Oh. I can hear it now. I'm listening for it, and I can hear it. Yes.
Well, look, another one.
Oh, that's the dome.
Dome. Okay, correct. Undefeated so far. Now these are a little more difficult, all right?
That's a crown.
Crown.
She got it right.
So the word is spelled C-R-A-Y-O-N, and somehow it has come up with
crown.
Crown.
To be clear, I do not pronounce these words in my daily life
but
I am fully aware of how they are supposed to be pronounced in this area.
Okay.
The crown crayon thing, I'll never understand that one.
So I don't do it anymore. When I got to college and heard myself for the first time, that when I was in broadcasting school, I was like, all right, I'm changing all this. But my wife spoke this way until I made fun of her and essentially shamed her out of it.
Yes.
She still has a little bit. So, all right, we have two more.
Okay. This one, I'm going to say crick.
You got it.
Oh, God.
C-R-E-E-K.
Yes.
Hoagie Mouth Quiz undefeated so far.
Wow.
Oh, that's the Eagles.
There we go.
Wow.
Undefeated.
Never a doubt.
And just for an
just
exclamation
for good
point,
measure, that's a hoagie.
Hoagie. She nailed it.
Now,
Kylie nails the Hoagie Mouth Quiz.
Now, what's the word? The great debate in our house.
Do you want to spell it?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to spell it first before I say it, because unless you are from that area, familiar with the area, you will think that I am making this up, because Jason genuinely believes I'm making this up. The street is S-A-L-M-O-N. Okay?
Salem.
No, like the fish.
So.
Oh, I can't spell.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, I'm from here, and I've never heard anyone say anything other than salmon.
Salmon.
Yes. Okay, so if you go to that area,
it is
Salmon Street. Don't question me on it.
Where is it?
It's in Port Richmond, I believe, technically.
All right.
My dad is from Kensington. So I have, my whole family will tell you that Swiyaki's Meats, where we get our kibasi, is on Salmon Street. You can't tell them otherwise. The one day Jason called my mom to be like, Lise, because my mom is from the suburbs, she'll tell you the real way to pronounce something.
So
she called a business that is on that street to say, what street are you on? And they said, we're located on Salmon Street.
Now, do those people in that area call the fish salmon?
I believe so, yes.
Ah, so it's even though it is spelled.
Like my family members will say, that is a piece of salmon. I'm going to Salmon Street.
Huh.
It was salmon until I got to college.
Oh, you call it salmon?
Yes. And then I realized.
To be fair, I think there are parts of the country.
What the hell are y'all talking about? Salmon? Like, what are you talking about?
That was like Arkansas for me.
Yeah.
I said Arkansas.
Then I had to realize I was in the minority.
If you're going phonetic.
Yes.
It's salmon.
It's salmon, right?
But.
No. Yeah. Don't make excuses for him.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sure. If you're going phonetic,
we can do this all day long.
I learned. I tried.
Yeah.
I corrected myself now. It's salmon. I'm with it now.
His name's on the show, but we can still tell him when he's wrong. You know, it's.
I really tried.
Okay.
That's all good. Thank you.
So we have a second game.
Okay.
If you're right. And
sure.
It is called, this was Jack's idea. It's a good idea. It's called, What Was Kylie Thinking?
Oh, no.
No. It's not what you think.
Okay.
We are going to play you something that Jason did. And
oh,
we want to know what you were thinking.
I can do this.
In that moment, yeah.
Now, we don't have, eventually, by next year, we will have things that you did that you should be embarrassed by. We're going to go very deep into that. All right, Jack.
There's a laundry list. Yes.
Jack, do you want to play the first clip?
He got lost. How do you lose him? Oh, there's his brother. Says, right on, that's Jason.
Now, that was at the game when Jason, at the Bills game? It was against the Bills?
Yes.
When he had his shirt off in the box.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, in the suite.
Yes.
Going through your mind at the time was?
There he goes.
That's it. Just used to it.
Because he warned me. He got into the suite.
Yes.
He had been walking through the tailgates and doing a bunch of stuff out in the parking lot, enjoying the Bills Mafia. And then got into the suite and immediately divulged his plan. He was like, the shirt is coming off. And I was like, I don't know about that. And he was like, and I'm jumping out of the front of the suite. And I was like, okay. This sounds like there's no break here.
Yeah.
So
there's no sense
only
in trying
a gas
to stop
pedal.
It.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, here is the second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Second one.
Wait, how they doing? How those two doing? How those love? No, that's all right. Jason, everything you say gets quoted on these days. You know that, right?
I know. I get it. And that's the way the world works. And Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night. And I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life. And I try to, like, keep, his business
sure.
and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think they're doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes a mile. No, I'm joking.
Good, good for them, Jason. Good for them, man.
So there you go. Jason reveals officially that
the
Travis Kelce.
Best part of that clip is right after he finishes talking, saying the sarcastic thing he finished with. You can't hear him, but underneath of the noise, he says "Oh, I'm kidding."
Oh, really?
Yes. And so he said it sarcastically to be oh, yeah, guys, they're doing great. They're in love. Like just sort of given too much information.
Yep.
But he got off the call and he was like, I don't think they heard me say I was kidding.
And if they would have ignored it anyway. Yeah,
1,000%. They would have put a sound effect over
yes.
it. Yeah. No. No, I think it's so funny when he gets into it's his brother. People want to ask him questions about his love life, and it's his brother, so he feels inclined to be oh, it's my brother.
Right.
And you're like, no, you have to take into consideration a certain level of discrepancy here.
It's not just your brother in this case.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
If you listen back really closely, he does say, I'm kidding.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry.
No. Well,
sorry
well,
to
whatever.
Squash it.
Well,
yeah,
it's
okay. We
worked
ran
out
with
the same
it anyway.
Way with
yeah,
us.
It worked
yeah.
out for us. Yes.
Okay. So the final one for what was Kylie thinking is this clip.
No one wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day. And it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it. because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? What my man Jay Ajayi just said, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the, it's an all-timer.
It is.
Truthfully. And
honestly, I say it all the time, but that was one of those moments where I'm like, he's not from here, but he gets it.
Oh, yeah. He sure does.
He, that, I will say, he got to his third F-bomb in his speech, and I just had a moment of like, we're toting a line here. The first three, the first couple, I was like, yes, say it like you mean it. And then the, by the third, I'm like, Jay, maybe not so much.
Well, now we're back a little bit.
Well, what's funny is while it was happening, I was here at the radio station with everybody. You know, most of the station was at the broadcast, but I was here keeping an eye on everything. And the we're airing everything live. We can basically dump three times. We have enough delay
to
dump. And I'm standing over the producer's shoulder, and we're like, one, two. And then if he had done it again, we had there was nothing we could do. No. And we had...
He hit you perfectly on three.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was thinking of us, I think.
I think he might have been.
Really thoughtful.
That was really professional.
Really thoughtful. Well, thank you for joining us.
No, obviously, thank you for having us.
For all of the work you do for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Happy to.
And we hope you sell a billion t-shirts, and it's going to be the greatest t-shirt ever designed.
I mean, I said to the midday show, at the very least, it will have Go Birds, so.
Oh, well, there
you
go.
At the very least, yes. Yeah. You gotta give
at the
us
very
that.
Least, that, there will be a Go Birds.
That's some, for most people, that's enough.
That's a baseline.
That's enough, yeah. So thanks so much, and you can order the t-shirt EaglesRadiothon.com.
Yes.
Kylie, you're wonderful. Ryan, to me, is all going to always be the face of Eagles, Autism,
so.
The foundation, and everything. But outside of Jeffrey Lurie, who we know this is his baby entirely, what you've done to contribute and the active role you've taken in doing this, I see you guys walking hand in hand in doing this, yourself and Ryan. So we say thank you to you for your commitment and your family's commitment to
I'm
this.
I'm so happy to do it. And the impact that's happening just in buying a t-shirt or being a donor for one of the auction items, every single dollar is going directly back to the autism community. And that is just, how can you not get behind that?
Yes.
Well, and especially when you hear, not to say negative things about other charities, but you don't always know where all the money's going,
exactly.
Right? And to know that all of the money is going toward that is really, really significant, and it makes a real difference. So,
absolutely.
So thanks so much.
No,
have
thank you
gotten
you for
comfortable
having us.
With your celebrity?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, you are.
I still
I
can
ask
tell.
Her that all
I can still
time.
No. See, radio is my comfort zone. This is what I did in college. But no, it's no. It'll never be normal to me that people want to meet me or want to say hello or want to take a picture. I'm like, gosh, this must be so disappointing.
No.
People see me out in the grocery store and they're like, are you? And I'm like, is it because I look like a slob? Like, you're like, there's no way that she's.
No.
You are yeah. You inspire
no,
a lot of people.
I'm very, very grateful that I've been given the platform that I've been given, and I'm happy to use it for things like the Eagles Autism Challenge or the foundation or women in sports, raising
former
young
athlete yourself.
Yes, exactly. So, and I'm still coaching, so I keep that in mind as well. So all of those things I'm super grateful for. As much as I would love to not be in the spotlight, I'm happy to use it for good. So I apologize to the people who are sick of seeing my face. Same.
No, we
same.
Love you.
No,
thank you.
You're always thank welcome
you.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan.
T-shirts again, EaglesRadiothon.com. It's right there on the front, $30. So thanks, Kylie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.